Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 416, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. 99% of people fall victim to the frog in the boiling water syndrome. The boiling frog syndrome is based on an urban legend that illustrates a frog being slowly boiled alive. The premise is simple. If a frog is suddenly placed into a pot of boiling water, it will immediately jump out, saving itself from impending death. However, if the frog is placed in lukewarm water and the temperature is gradually increased, it will not perceive any danger and will ultimately be cooked to death. Why does this happen? Because the frog only experiences slight discomfort in its warm surroundings. It continues to adjust and acclimate, convincing itself that the slow, gradual change in temperature is normal. It's only when the temperature begins to rise rapidly that the frog realizes it's in danger, and by then, it has lost the strength to jump out and save itself. This urban legend is a great analogy for what happens to 99% of people. Their life gradually deteriorates and they adapt to these changing conditions instead of getting rid of them until they are no longer strong enough to escape. Their muscles atrophy, their expectations lower, their goals become non-existent, their growth stalls, and eventually they just let life happen to them. They become victims of their scenarios. So, here's how to recognize you're in the boiling water, and here's how you can escape. Number one, comfortable discomfort. You're in a job, a relationship, or a situation you don't love, but it pays the bills. And the idea of leaving seems risky or difficult, but staying means a mediocre life at best. We believe that what we have is all we can get. It's only what we deserve. We believe that the jump, the leap to a new lily pad, see what I did there, is too risky. And when we start thinking about that leap, we start playing over and over again all that might go wrong, the what ifs. And we think about these so much that we clog our minds and vision, pushing out the thought of what amazing things it will bring. How many aspects of our lives will change for the better? How much we'll surprise ourselves when we start to push and leap? How far we can actually jump without the unnecessary weight of those what ifs? We are all so brainwashed to live life in this comfortable bubble, to rely on a system, one that has become a black hole of comfort for millions before us. And it feels fine today. We think this bubble offers less stress or less anxiety, but it's short term. It's a drug that numbs us today. And the repercussions of taking this drug month after month, year after year, means a small life lived. A life lived full of regrets. A life lived galaxies away from your true potential. If you don't sacrifice for what you want becomes the sacrifice. Now, luckily, the things we have to give up are not long-term things, just short-term. And each trade made today lightens the load on our shoulders to jump further tomorrow. Number two, short-term thinking. You're caught up in daily errands and issues and can't seem to find time to focus on long-term goals. Your life is slowly slipping by unfulfilled. You're in zombie mode, repeating the same day like it's Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Every day just seems like you're surviving. Constantly playing defense, making small moves that feel like progress. But deep down, you know they aren't the things you should be spending your time on. You know the only one that you're fooling is yourself, which is why you feel guilty. It's why you feel unhappy, unfulfilled, because you know you can do better. You know that you are deserving of more. But life gives us what we deserve. We get what we put in. If we want to half-ass life, we're going to get a half-ass life. Whatever we put in is what life gives us in return. It is as simple as that. There is no fancy equation. We put in more, we get out more. If you want larger, more long-term rewards, you need to start putting in more. Number three, overworking and losing social connections. You're so caught up in work that you forgot why you're doing it in the first place. You've burnt out and your life seems to be slipping by, giving hours to something you don't even like, giving your most valuable asset away to a company that doesn't align with your passions or purpose, trading your time and life for the drug of comfort. And so every day feels like you're climbing up a mountain with a bag full of rocks and a pebble in your shoe. As Kevin O'Leary said, a salary is what they give you to forget about your dreams. And while you're so busy working for that boss that you hate, the company that can replace you in the snap of a finger. It casts a shadow on the other aspects of your life to the point where you're too busy working that you don't have time for friends and family. Or maybe you're too afraid to spend time with them since you've neglected them for so long. And for what? For comfort? For a steady paycheck? There are 8.5 million jobs available. You can always get a new job. But you know what they don't hand out? Lives. This is the only one that we are given. And spending it miserably, overworking on something we don't align with, and losing our social connections sounds like a poor proposition and use of our time. Number four, chasing money. Money is great. It's a great tool, but not when it becomes the only thing that motivates us. When we chase money as our primary motivation, we risk tying our self-worth and happiness to financial success. Money is not a reliable path to happiness. Matthew Killingsworth of the University of Pennsylvania has studied data from more than 30,000 adults, far more than the previous studies of money and happiness. He debunked a popular myth that there is no effect of money on happiness beyond $75,000 per year. But he did confirm a law of diminishing returns to money. In the end, Dr. Killingsworth found the effects of money level off. You need to keep doubling your income to get the same happiness boost. Material success won't make you happy or fulfilled itself. When we focus solely on financial gain, we start measuring our success by the digits in our bank account, and every shortfall becomes a blow to our self-esteem, leaving us feeling unfulfilled and miserable. Our sense of accomplishment becomes entangled with our financial status, and we fall into the trap of constantly chasing more money to feel successful. And no matter how much money we amass, it's never enough. We become trapped in a cycle of always wanting more, never satisfied with what we have achieved. This singular focus on money robs us of the joy and fulfillment we could find in other aspects of life, leaving us perpetually chasing an elusive goal.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday, for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, You'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. Join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. Number five, letting fear paralyze you. You want to make changes in your life, but fear is holding you back. You're too afraid to expand your comfort zone and take risks. But here's the most beautiful thing about life. Every action, every decision that we make, every direction that we take, all of it is temporary, good or bad. Because in order for any decision or direction to be permanent, we need to continually take action, propelling those things. So, if we make a decision that is wrong, we simply stop the momentum of that decision. We pivot. Life is similar to a car. If we're driving toward a wall, we wouldn't hit the gas and keep going towards it. No. We'd slow down by pressing on the brakes and we'd turn the steering wheel. Yet, so many of us believe decisions in our lives are fatal, that they are permanent. Nothing is technically permanent. Everything comes and goes. And we have control over how long those things stay and leave based on the effort and momentum we put behind them. We either hit the gas or release the parachute. Once we understand this level of control, fear no longer paralyzes us, and we are free to make decisions faster. And faster decisions means faster knowledge, which means faster growth. Number six, dulling your senses. Maybe it's alcohol, drugs, social media, or TV that's filling your time. You're using them to numb your pain. But it only makes you feel worse. And deep down, you know this. Because once you lift your head and you look around, you're not where you want to be. When you look in the mirror and stare into your pupils, you know you're not who you want to be. Two options are presented to us daily. We either take the blue pill and keep living a life filled with numbing agents, or we take the red pill and wake up to reality. We become so unhappy with our reality that we start making changes now. Our society has become filled with those who are addicted to the blue pill, who are addicted to being numb because they fear reality. They fear the silence of pausing, because in that silence sits truth. If we look away from the screens, if we put down all of these numbing agents, we have to accept where we are and who we are. But that is the start. That is how we get to where we want to go. That is how we become the person we want to be. If we can't even show up to the starting line, we'll never know the path we need to take. And that means we live a small life boiling away in water. Number seven, neglecting your personal growth. You've stopped reading, learning, exercising, or investing in yourself. You don't think you have time to grow, so you have stopped. In the chaos of life, it's easy to put personal growth on the back burner, convincing ourselves that we don't have the time to dedicate to it. But personal growth is not a luxury. It's a necessity. When we neglect our personal growth, we become stagnant, stuck in a rut of mediocrity. We miss out on opportunities for self-discovery and improvement, and we rob ourselves of the chance to live a more fulfilling and satisfying life. Every day is an opportunity to push ourselves, to push our boundaries, to throw another challenge at ourselves, to experiment, to stretch the fabric of our comfort. Because if we keep doing the same things over and over again, we will continue receiving the same things over and over again. To reach new levels, we must be willing to make new efforts. We must be willing to push ourselves to new heights. Number 8, ignoring your inner voice. We all have an inner voice. You have an inner voice telling you to leave your job, relationship, or situation. But here's the issue. You're too afraid to listen to it. You're too afraid to take action toward the path out that your inner voice is pointing to. And ignoring it will only lead to a mediocre life, a small life. If we looked at our search history, we'd find ungodly amounts of questions related to what we should do to change our lives. But we already know what we need to do. We just don't want to do it. We don't want to do it because it's scary, it's new, it's unknown. But the longer we ignore that inner voice directing us, the longer we live a life directed by fear, the longer we live tussling with this anchor dragging behind us. And here's the saddest part. That anchor is chained around our waist. And one of the links on that chain is a lock. And the key to that lock is in our pocket. The longer we live dragging around that anchor, the longer we hold ourselves back from everything life has to offer. Recognizing the signs is the first step out of the boiling water. It's never too late to start making changes and living the life you truly want. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into why you're falling victim to the frog in the boiling water syndrome. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.